Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 as we're joined now by Leah Bergman, the coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. A couple games since we talked last, coach. A tough 42-41 loss at home there on Friday to Sylvan Lucas. You get 16 from Jenna Gingler, 13 from Carly Brummer. They hit a free throw with a half a second left to get that win there. And then you bounce back a 55-26 win at Lincoln on Tuesday, 20 from Carly Brummer and 15 from Linnell Gingler on that game. Just over all these last two, obviously different ends of the spectrum and as far as the quality of opponent as well, but what were your thoughts of finishing out the regular season 1-1?
Yeah, you know, Friday's game was super frustrating and really heartbreaking for the girls. You know, I don't think Sylvan necessarily did anything different than what we had seen from other teams throughout the season. You know, and there were a couple things we could have done different. You know, we make a couple free throws, a couple more free throws. We secure a couple more rebounds. We take, you know, two more seconds on that last shot. And I think either, you know, we would have won in the regular, you know, in the fourth quarter, or it would have gone into overtime. And really what's most frustrating is I think had we gone into overtime, we would have won. And it's just super frustrating for me as a coach and as a competitor for the game to be decided on a call like that by the officials. You know, they have a tough job. I don't want to be an official, and I know that they're human, but for it to end on something like that where, you know, I felt like the game had expired before the official called a foul, which I know they don't have the convenience of having instant replay, but the clock expired before he called the foul, and they went ahead and gave her two free throws. And I think in that situation, they should have let it go into overtime so that the teams could decide the outcome of the game and not the call-in official. But, you know, that being said, you know, we bounced back, came out Tuesday against Lincoln, and I think my girls were ready to run through whoever was in front of them. So, you know, they came out and they played hard. We got some girls some minutes that, you know, they get some good quality minutes, some extra quarters under their belt, which will help out. And I told our girls, you know, from here on out, the only thing that matters is winning, because it's win or go home. And I don't think anyone on the team, myself included, and I don't think anyone's ready to be done. We don't feel like our season's done yet. So we're going to hopefully put our best foot forward and come out every game playing like it could be our last one, because it could be, and we don't want it to be.
First round bye at Substate. You'll face either Otis Bison or Tescott in the semis coming up next week. And since we have kind of a week before that, we will go ahead and take the week off and prepare you for that. We'll preview that game coming up next week. Best of luck here in this time off as you get ready for Substate.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, here on our Locker Room Chats.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato. Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Lance Bergman joining us now, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You lost 66-61 to Sylvan Lucas there on Friday. That Cade Brokish had a big game, and so did Connor Charvat for Sylvan Lucas, 24 and 21 respectively. You got 17 from Jacob Winkler in the loss, and then you bounce back a 72-52 win over Lincoln on the road to finish out the regular season. Tyson Gates had a career-high 25 for you. Edward Heredick scored 20. Just looking at these last two games, how would you sum up the way your team finished out the regular season?
Well, about the way the whole season went, really up and down. You don't know which team's showing up from which quarter. I guess going back to the Sylvan one, that one's still a little frustrating for me. I thought we fixed some things that week, but ran into some sickness, and then, you know, really got after in practice, and I guess as a coach, maybe I got too aggressive with practice, and we might have been a little bit tired. Sylvan came in after, you know, getting beat pretty handily by Osborne, really focused. We had a great first quarter, Dusty. We did everything they talked about, got up 26-12, and then we just, it's like we decided to quit really getting after it. I mean, the effort, you know, it wasn't like they weren't hustling, but, I mean, we weren't disciplined defensively. To be honest with you, we're kind of an atrocious defensive team right now. We did great, but then, you know, we gave up 66 points, and teams are shooting the lights out of the gym against us. I mean, we couldn't win a game in, say, Site St. John's. I mean, fortunately, we got the one against Pike Valley. But I have always said it's the shooter's gym. The problem is this year it's been everybody else that we play the shooters, and we're not. But some of it goes back to, you know, defensive principles, not helping the way you're supposed to. I mean, just giving up 24 to Brokes inside. I mean, most of that was bad defense. So we tried to adjust, didn't end up doing a very good job of it, and then he hit shots. So Monday we come out, you know, we have a practice, we cover help side defense. We go, to be honest with you, I went back to week one practice stuff of the entire season. We went back to that, worked on some stuff. I thought we finally got it through the kid's head. Come out in the first quarter against Lincoln, we looked pretty good again. And then we gave up 20 points in the second quarter. Fortunately, our offense played well. I mean, Tyson and Edward both hit threes in the first half and, you know, got us 44 points, but we'd given up 32, but 20 of them was in the second quarter again. So we talked at halftime. You know, we really brought up our help side, what we wanted to do, and then the third quarter, we finally came out and played defense the way we had early in the season. I was really, really happy with the third quarter defensive effort. I mean, I loved our offense. I'll be honest with you, I challenged Edward and Tyson both on Monday. They kind of got in a little bit of trouble for getting too celebratory in the first quarter against Sylvan, and I really felt like that kind of knocked some of the wind out of themselves. The official kind of got after him. I told Tyson and Edward on Monday, I said, you two, you got to play a little bit looser and have some fun. I also really challenged the kids. I said, you guys don't talk on defense at all. You refuse to talk, but I'm like, if I told you to talk trash to each other, I said you wouldn't be quiet the entire practice. I mean, you got no problem mouthing off to each other and doing that. I said, let's do it for a positive way for one. I'm hoping that was the big key. But, I mean, 25 for Tyson, that was wonderful. 20 for Edward. I mean, Jacob had 17 the week before, and I think Gage had 17 a game before that. So, you know, there's pieces. It looks like we're figuring some things out, and hopefully we can put it all together. But then you run into the problem of being a 1A team where Substate's here, and we're going to get 9 days off before we play our next game. All the bigger schools, they don't start their Substate till next week. They get that Monday-Tuesday game in, and I think it's a little more flow. So that's the only thing I really don't like about it. But, you know, you got yourself the one seed to get a bye, and then you got to start scouting and figure out what you're going to do. You find out who you play next week.
Like I said, you'll find out your opponent next week, and we will preview that next week once you do know your opponent. So Lance Bergman with us here, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you for the time this week, and good luck here, and have a good break here. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auctioneer Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy? Their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, Scott Germark joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, finishing off the regular season, you played at Natoma Friday. You won by 30, 52-22, and then a tough matchup with Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday. You fall 54-26. Take me through these last two games. Obviously, a win and a loss finishing out this regular season at 5-12.
Yeah, at Natoma, I thought we really came out, and, you know, turnovers been kind of our MO all year, and I thought, you know, against them, we really took care of the ball, and I was really happy to see our three-point shooting in that game. I think we were like 8 of 27, really took over, and we got a lot of girls in and really got some confidence in that game going in, but overall, I thought in that game we played really good, and then last night, and Sylvan, I thought we came out good. We took care of the ball. I mean, you know what you're going to get with them. They got good, strong guard play, and they're just a well-veteran team. And we actually had the lead for most of the first quarter, and then I knew if we could keep it within 10, we were only down 9 at the half. I really thought we had a chance there in the second half, but just that on-ball pressure and just turning it over. But I thought we did good attacking inside. And the girls played hard. They really did. But, you know, if you just give the other team multiple chances, you know, they're going to take care of you. But overall, I like the improvement that we keep showing every day. And that's what we're trying to do here to close out the year on.
Yeah, you have Clifton Clyde coming up here to open out Substate on Friday. You go up to their place. Clearly, we talked about it when you played Lynn. They play in a very, very tough league, and they're one of the teams at the top of that league. What are your thoughts about Clifton Clyde out of the TVL first-round matchup up at their place on Friday?
Yeah, it's with anybody in our league or in our Substate. I mean, you know, when you have three of the top 10 ranked teams, you know, whoever comes out of that, you know, they're a pretty dang good team, and they are. Like, when you watch on game film, their team speed stands out, you know, and you got the Wirtz girls, they really stand out, and they're going to do, you know, what St. John's does and Osborne does. You know, they're going to try to push the ball up the floor, they're going to pressure you, and for us, really, the key to the game is we're going to have to muddy up the game, you know, take time, make them really work on defense and handle the pressure. And, you know, we're going to have to hit some shots. We got girls that are capable of doing it. You know, like I said, you see it every day in practice. It'll just translate one of these days over to a game. And, I mean, if we're hitting our shots and we can get the ball down low to Faith and Lauren, and if they can finish, you know, we can maybe pull off an upset, but they're good as advertised. Like, they're good. I mean, like I said, that's going to be a tough battle, but we'll be up to it.
Scott Germark, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and good luck out at Clifton Clyde Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
Fans catch the game on KD Country 94. Our pregame at 6:50 on Friday from Clyde.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 as Drew Dunsky joined us now, the head coach of the Lakeside Boys basketball team. Coach, looking at the squad here, 1-1 since we last talked, finishing out the regular season. You went out to Natoma and won 78-29 on Friday, and then a tough 59-27 loss at Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday. Obviously some opposite ends of the spectrum here with the talent level of the opponent as well, but just taking me through these last two games, what stood out as you finished out the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, we know going into last Friday that, you know, things go how they should. We're probably going to pick up a win against Natoma. You know, they only had six guys. And that was a game where, you know, we got out to an early lead. And it was a game that, you know, we got to get everybody that was sitting on the bench in. And I thought, I thought Adversity did a good job building the lead and allowing some of those younger guys to get some playing time. And when those younger guys got in, I thought they did a great job. And that was another chance for them to just get better because, you know, it's been kind of sparse with JV games the last few weeks. So, you know, it was good for those guys to get some time in a varsity-type game. And then you go to Tuesday at Sylvan. The first quarter was great. It was 12-11. And, you know, we got down 12 and a half. I got into foul trouble. Sylvan was hard to guard inside. We switched from man to zone and tried to pack it in. They were hurting us inside. And then, tried to take away their post play, and then they hurt us on the outside. And we go down 12 and a half, and so we're not in a bad spot, but we come out in the third quarter and our offense just kind of disappeared. We scored 4 points in the third and I think only five in the fourth, so it was a rough night. You know, we couldn't hit shots or we couldn't get our offense going how we wanted to, and credit Sylvan, they played good defense and they got a good squad. They're tough to guard on the perimeter, and they got the Brokish kid inside. He made it tough for us in the paint. So
move on now. Open out sub-state play coming up as this airs on Thursday tonight. You'll take on Rock Hills for the third time this season. You beat them both times. Preseason tournament by 7. Regular season game up in Mankato by 8. You lost Caden McCoy that night, so it's been a tough go for you since then. But as you match up with Rock Hills here for the third time, what are your expectations tonight?
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough game, and it's gonna go down to the wire. I mean, kind of like the last two games have, and like you said, we're down a guy. And the last time we played them, they were down a couple guys at least, and you know, with sickness and stuff like that, you know, they're gonna be back. So we're gonna have to play our best game. They're probably gonna stick to playing us in a zone, and sometimes our offense doesn't look great against the zone, so we're gonna have to find the gaps. And we're going to have to shoot the ball well from the outside to open some things up inside for Reese. And then defensively, we got to keep Cooper McGill at bay. That kid is a good basketball player, and he can score from about anywhere. And then, you know, they got size inside that we're going to have to be physical. So this is definitely going to be, one of the toughest games we've had to play. And I think it's always hard when you played a team two times and beat them and had success two times, and you got to go play them a third time. So hopefully our heads are on straight and we're focused and ready to go.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside 19 in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck as you open out the postseason tonight.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back to our locker room chats on KD Country 94. Nick Meisner with us now, the coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, two games since we last talked as you finish out the regular season. A nice win over Thunder Ridge on Friday, 44-39, before you fall to Osborne, 64-46 there on Tuesday to finish out the regular season. Take me through these last two games. I know Thunder Ridge was one that you liked to have as they got you earlier this season at the preseason tournament, and you played pretty well there. Another big game from Bethany Simulink with 24, 13 of 16 free throws, and then she came back with 30 against Osborne on Tuesday as well. So a great stretch for your sophomore point guard as well.
Yeah, you know, we get Bethany going. You know, she orchestrates so much offensively and gets us going and gets so many others involved. But when she's scoring 20 to 25 plus points, you know, that's kind of icing on the cake for us and makes it a lot easier for the rest of them. So she's been kind of feeling it the last 5-6 games. And you know, I hope she kind of continues to build that confidence. And, you know, going into Friday against Thunder Ridge, you know, she wanted that game. Kind of, you know, as a sophomore trying to make a name for herself a little bit. Yeah, we lost to them by 14 early in that preseason tournament at Downs and didn't give them our best shot. You know, we had a lot of, you know, moving parts at that time and trying to figure out kind of our system still and our program. And we knew we had to kind of contain Ritzky, and which we did. She only got one tray on us, I think, and kind of we let some others hit some trays and got some open looks, but we kind of had a strong second half finish for us. You know, Hallie Meisner chipped in and had a big, I think, 13 points in the second half, or maybe 16 in the second half to help us too, along with Bethany on the scoring side. Alex Fogo, and you know, late in the fourth quarter, hits a big free throw to make it a 4-point game for us, and kind of change the situations, how we handle them defensively down the stretch. So it was a good team effort. You know, Livy Lindberg, I think, had another 10, 12 rebounds. So she's averaging about 10 or 12 rebounds a game the last six or seven games, too. So we're finding our roles. We're starting to click at the right time, build confidence with these players, and we're feeling pretty good at the moment.
So, again, the loss to Osborne then to finish out the season. What do you take from that as you move into the sub-state first round here against Washington County on Friday?
Another tough game and top two or three team, if not the best team in the league. Osborne's good. They're aggressive. It was a good litmus test for us to kind of see where we're at and how far we've improved. Hung with them the first quarter, and we were trying to keep Gracie Reiner at bay, too, just like Ritzky, and kind of had a game plan, and I thought it kind of worked for the most part. I think we held her to 15 or 16 points, and she got some shots off late in the game, too. But, you know, she's a player, you know, aggressive on defense, gets some runouts, and, you know, can shoot the ball and score, you know, in the paint as well, not just on the three-point line. So, but Osborne's got so many other players. The poor girl had a big game in the post, and that kind of opens things up. And I think they had eight or nine scores. So, you know, Osborne's deep. I was happy. We just had a bad second quarter. I think we had 1 point in the second quarter. It kind of opened up and got down by 22 at half. But we fought back within 13 or 14 there late in the third quarter and kind of made an entertaining game. Again, Bethany Simlett kind of took charge and had a big night, had 30 points, and kind of put the team on her back and kept us in it, kept it respectable anyway, I should say. And you know, we just kind of ran out of gas going into Friday, and we're still feeling pretty good about that game.
What do you think about Washington County? Just some quick thoughts there.
Yeah, they're quick, they're fast. They like to get the ball up the court. They have their number two point guard. As soon as she gets the ball, she's looking to go the other end of the court with a deep pass. So we got to get back, contest that. And she can shoot, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a good matchup, maybe a little contrasting teams as far as their quickness versus our size and length, maybe. So I expect a heck of a good game. We've watched a lot of film and just got to be there defensively and rebound because they're quick and going to crash the boards. Hopefully we can come out on top.
Rock Hills Coach Nick Meisner here on our Locker Room Chat. Coach, we thank you for the time here, and best of luck as you open out the postseason Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
There's great savings now at the Tuesday Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have assorted pork chops, bone-in value packs, $1.79 a pound. It's now the Tuesday Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now at the Tuesday Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 10-pound bags of Idaho potatoes for $2.49. It's now the Tuesday Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Zach Duffy with us, coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out your regular season. Got a win on Friday against Thunder Ridge, 41-36. Lost to Osborne, who finished out an undefeated league championship there with that win Tuesday, 55-30. You fall to them. So just over these last two games, what are you seeing from the group and what stood out in a win and a loss?
Yeah, Friday night against Thunder Ridge. I thought we did a really nice job defensively of keeping the game where we needed it to stay in games, as we just kind of struggled to score the ball a lot and struggled to find different guys to score the ball. You know, I thought that the defensive effort in the second half started okay and then kind of tapered off, and they got some momentum there in that fourth quarter. And we had a big and one from Ethan Wirth that kind of gave us some momentum, and then knocked down some big free throws there towards the end of the game when in a game we didn't shoot free throws well at all. But I was really proud of the way the boys battled and stuck in it, even though things weren't going our way there in the second half on Friday. And then Tuesday, obviously, you know, I was, you know, Osborne's kind of a different beast. I was just running into a buzzsaw. They're so quick off the bounce, and they just make it difficult to decide kind of what you want to do defensively with them, because you sit in the zone, they're too good of shooters outside, and you go man, it just makes it really tough for rotations and being in help. So that's a really good team, and I'm sure they're going to make some noise in the postseason. But it was a good test for our boys and a good opportunity for us to come out, you know, in a game that record-wise and sub-state-wise didn't really mean anything. So helped us get prepared for Thursday night.
Yeah, we chat here on a Thursday. So tonight you play Lakeside for the third time this season in the first round of the sub-state. They got you by 7 the first time, 8 the second time up at your place. When you look at Lakeside, they're, you know, unfortunately up at your place, they had one of their starters get injured for the year and a different-looking team right now and still trying to figure all that out, it looks like. But when you look at Lakeside Friday, what are your hopes and expectations, and how do you feel about the matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I always say they're going to be well coached, and they're going to, I mean, they've got the Cunningham kid and the Remus kid that are both real solid players. And I just always say, you know, when you play Lakeside, I feel like they have well-defined roles and they know exactly what's expected of them and what they do well and what they don't do well. And they don't typically try to play outside themselves or do anything they shouldn't. So the Cunningham and Remus kid will make it difficult on you on the defensive end of the floor. And then offensively, you know, typically we see a man from them, and it's a solid man, and we're gonna have to take care of the ball and value the ball. It's been difficult for us this year, and defensively, we're just gonna have to rebound the ball well and try to hang our hat on the defensive end. So we're looking forward to the contest, and I told the boys it's a good opportunity for us to maybe go get one and come back home and play in front of a home crowd here at our sub-state.
Rock Hills coach Zach Duffy here in a locker room chat. Coach, thanks for being with us, and best of luck on here tonight against Lakeside.
Thank you.
Fans can catch the game on Katy Country 94. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:50 this evening. Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cure Surfway in Mankato and Boner Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Boner Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss the savings out the Tuesday at Cure Shriftway, downtown Mankato. They have frozen one-piece pork back ribs for $2.79 a pound in the meat department. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Shriftway, downtown
There's
Mankato.
There's great
deals now the Tuesday at Cure Shriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have bone-in frozen chicken drumsticks or thighs for 99 cents a pound. It's now the Tuesday Cure Swift Way, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. And we invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.